Hello.
I can speak to Colin Anderson, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Colin. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. Sir, how are you?
No bad.
Fantastic. Colin, do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me?
Yeah, that's fine. It's cool, bud. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. Just to let you know, Colin, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role in MMA as part of the investigation team is to go out and gather the evidence for you. To substantiate your case and obviously try and give you the best chance of getting the positive results. So I'll write to obviously the Social Services and the Education Authority of the Children's Home that you were in. But this call isn't so much about that today, Colin. It's more to understand you and the trauma you faced as a child, how that has had an effect on you into your adult life. Thank you. So stuff I can evidence, like, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD, I can write to your GP, any sorts of alcohol or substance issues, again, like your GP or rehabilitation.
No, these are things, no. The only thing is I just don't really trust anybody.
Yeah, okay. So you've never suffered with any sort of depression or anxiety or anything?
I have, but I wouldn't say it was related to that.
Okay. Did you get medical attention for or medical help with your depression or anxiety?
I was on antidepressants for a wee while.
Okay.
A while back, so.
Okay. Okay, I mean, you just mentioned then, Colin, that you don't think it was because of your time in care.
No, but I was in care from when I was like 3 days old up till I was 18.
Yeah.
And I was moved from pillar to post.
Yeah.
And I believe I had about six or seven different sets of like carers before I was 5 or 6 years old as a baby, yeah. And then I was in and out of children's home, foster care and stuff like that. But, I mean, I was physically hitting stuff when I was in the children's home.
Yeah.
By members of staff and things like that, and stuff taken away from me, and, you know, and I think about it, the meals and things, and force-fed when you wouldn't eat and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the other thing they used to do to me was they would lock me in a cleaner's cupboard when I had misbehaved, and they would just leave me locked in it all night until I fell asleep. And then I would get out in the morning.
No, well, that's abuse, isn't it? That's not.
Yeah. And then, like, some of the bigger kids was hit us, but that was part and parcel of life. But and then the emotional stuff was getting settled with a family and then getting punted back into the children's home and then into the children's home and getting settled and then getting punted back out again and then back to the children's home again. So.
Yeah. Okay. Would you mind me writing to your doctor and getting your medical records for your depression?
You can do, but I mean, I think it was more just with life in general at the time. Yeah, I didn't have a problem with you doing that.
Okay. I mean, you could say it was life in general, but, you know, you're still carrying a lot of weight from your mental...
Aye, it could be, like, reminiscing and stuff like that, but like you say... But even forming bonds with folk now, I'm quite standoffish with it.
Yeah.
I could put it, I love my wife, but I don't trust my wife. There's always that little inclination that things might just go pear-shaped again. It was the same with foster parents and stuff. I didn't really trust them.
Yeah, no, I get that.
But the main things were like some of the care staff. You know, you just get a smack in the mouth or a kick or a punch with some of the male members of staff and stuff.
Mm.
And for punished for things that you didn't do or you were blamed for and things like that. Yeah.
Okay. So I will write to GP, Colin, although, you know, depression is a result of a mental health and, you know, the fact that you have been abused as a child. It's all relevant, should we say.
Oh, I mean, it's been an hour because I've sort of grown up and had to fend for myself, but yeah. I've learned a bit then my own actions with my own family now and everything.
Yeah, of course.
So I overcompensate and stuff, you know, and things like that with them. But I can see the point in it. There's things there where you think that, right, okay. Or the usual conversation comes up. You don't know how lucky you were.
Yeah.
But you know, in general comments with kids and stuff, you're like, aye, but you don't know how lucky you were. I've had this and then I had it taken away. I've had this and that and everything.
Yeah,
it
must be horrendous just getting passed from on its own, without the physical mental abuse is...
Mm-hmm. I've never actually seen my own social work records.
No. Just on that, because you've been passed from so many pillars and into so many posts, was you always in the same, you know, vicinity for the social services?
I was always under five. And then I basically was in the children's home. It used to be the Keeble House Hotel in Crossford.
Yeah.
And it was called the Martha Frew.
Yeah, of course.
And then it was then the Martha Frew in Tooth. They just moved the name. They moved us to the smaller premises when it became a hotel.
Yeah.
And then I was like, when I was really young, a baby basically, I was passed from pillar to post.
Okay.
Right. And then, I'll say, some of the staff were lovely and some of them were awful. And then, let's say, we were bathed and they stood over us watching us being bathed and showered and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
But when you think back, it wasn't quite right. You don't know if it was actually a duty of care at the time or not.
No.
And like I say, I was one of the kids that came up through the care system in the 70s and 80s, so...
No. Well, let's take your GP details, Colin, and I'll write your GP, if that's okay.
That's cool. And like I say, I don't know what's actually in some of the records.
Yeah.
But as a kid, it probably sent me all over the place as a kid.
Yeah, okay.
My behaviour probably wasn't great.
Do you want me to share it with you, Colin?
Eh?
Do you want me to share the information I get with you?
I wouldn't mind, yeah. Okay. I wouldn't mind, yeah, finding out.
Your information.
I've only ever heard snippets of stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's your information. I'll get what I can, and I'll share it all with you. It's your story, Colin. If it helps you piece together some pieces of a puzzle, then that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I take your GP practice details, please, Colin? And I'll write to them.
It's Newport Medical Surgery.
Newport. New Park.
Okay. And it's Robertson Road, Dunfermline. I'm not sure of the postcode, so.
It's okay, I'll get that. Surgery in, what was the road again, sorry?
Robertson Road. It is Robertson Road, Alton, eh? Yeah.
Right. And that's in Dunfermline, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been with that GP for?
Oh, how long have we been with the GP there? Years.
About
20 years. About 20 years at least.
Okay. So 2026. Okay. So what I'll do, Colin, is I'll write to GP. I'll get that information pretty quickly. GP is not too bad.
Just from way back,
I'll have a fight on my hands with Fife social services, but with my team are trained to gather and fight.
Fife's quite tight in it.
Yeah.
And like you say, even way back, they covered up loads.
Whatever information I get, I'll also be writing to National Record Scotland as well, just so...
Like I say, even my social worker and everything, years back was called John Hughes.
Yeah.
And things like that, and he was quite okay at times, and other times he was quite difficult with me. Some of the staff were all right, some of them were physical.
Yeah, okay.
As well, so...
John Hughes, yeah?
Yeah, it was my social worker. I don't think he's alive anymore, actually.
Yes, okay.
And then, like, a couple of the names I mentioned to your colleague right at the start, one of them was killed by his own wife for domestic abuse, but he was hitting us. Just one of the things.
Disgusting, isn't it? How do they expect people to come out of these things, you know, in any way, shape or form?
You do, because, like I say, I basically just, as soon as I was basically 18, I was off and running away. You know, I just up and went into the big bad world and learned for myself.
Yeah.
And I'm getting funny looks from my wife just now because she's like that. She knows I'm still like that now.
Yeah, I get that. So what I'll do is I'll get all the information back from, as much information as I can for you from social services. I'll share that with you. We'll go through that together. That could take me up to 10 months, Colin, so just to obviously manage your expectations. That's going to be obviously a tough call, so we'll set some time aside for that one, and if we need to do it in 1, 10, 20 calls, we'll get through it together.
That's right, just to find out more about my own past than anything, and who
of course
actually looked after me, and why I went back to all these different places and things like that.
We'll get all that information for you. Obviously, as long as it's available.
That's the other thing as well. I believe I'm in the era the records weren't great as well.
Yeah, they won't be.
69, 70. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They won't be.
Did you say they will be?
No, they won't be great.
I sort of gathered that as well, because I was, like to say, in and out of care, like, from I was about 3 days old. And then even when I went back, when I was 18, I asked for stuff. They couldn't really provide me with anything.
Yeah, they don't generally. I've got lots of clients who personally requested information, and they've been told no. And with them, you know, law firms have got them the information with the threat of legal action. So not too worried about that. So once we go through it together, Colin, I'll make sure obviously we go through all of your statements. Make sure you're happy with everything. Make sure we haven't missed anything else. We'll then attach your medical records to your case as well. And then we'll submit them to the Scottish Redress team. We've told them we are claiming. We are going to claim. We've also told them we are going to provide support and evidence as well. So they're waiting they're waiting for us.
That's cool. That's no problem.
So what happens then, Colin, is then we await what's called a panel date. That's when a panel of individuals will assess our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need to attend or no need to worry.
It's all sort of anonymous as such, which is cool. Because like I say, most of the people, I mean, I'm at the age now, I'm nearly 60, so most of the folk that were dealing with me are probably no longer here.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Of course, so what I'll then do is... we wait for the panel date. The panel will discuss our case and assess our case, and then we'll get notification of hopefully some recognition of what's happened to you in the form of apology or apologies, and an offer of financial compensation, Colin.
That's cool. To find out all the different bits and bobs, because basically from when I was aged about 3 days up to about 6, I hadn't a clue where I was or who I was with or anything.
Yeah, I get that. Just want to piece together. This time again. Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Colin? Okay. Just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Colin, and I'm about to obviously start on probably, you know, the biggest part of our role with you. I need to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available to you before we go off and start trying to gather this evidence for you. I also need to do an honest recorder call for our compliance, just to make sure, you know, you are fully aware of everything.
Aye, well, yeah. I was told it was no win, no fee.
Yeah, of course.
And that sort of thing, and then everything else, so yeah.
Yeah, I'll go right through it with you now. So just to let you know, Colin, so option one is you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. But obviously that would entail, if you wish to, was going out and gathering your own evidence.
Well, yeah, I'm quite happy for you guys to do it anyway. So,
that's an option for you. Option two, if you like, is there are other law firms out there, Colin, who will help you apply.
No, it's cool, because like I say, when I think you guys came back to me and explained it, and then...
I just need to run through this with you on this.
No worries.
On the call. Sorry, Colin. So there are other law firms who will help you apply and won't charge you any fees. The reason why they do this, Colin, is they get paid directly from the Scottish Government per client as part of the government legal fee scheme. Now, then law firms get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't discuss or divulge, you know, those law firms' practices and what they would do, and probably more importantly, what they don't do for you. Also, I can tell you, Colin, as we as a law firm, we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. We don't take the £2,000 handout, and we don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government. We don't want to... What we do, Colin, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract.
A percentage, yes.
Yeah, so what that means is if obviously you win, you lose, we lose, and our fees are tied. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT, so your net is more than 20%, no matter how much time and effort goes into your case. On the flip side to that as well, Colin, the no fee side is because you've been through such, you know, hardship throughout your life because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship. So we will never come looking for any of our fees if we are unsuccessful with this case.
I understand that. Yeah.
It's a genuine no-win, no-fee. So this is a law firm as well, Colin, to go out and give you the best chance of getting, you know, the most positive of outcomes. Like I said earlier, our fates are tied. Do you understand those three options, Colin?
Yes, I do. Your colleague's already explained that to me as well, anyway.
Yeah. Are you happy for me to continue with your case, Colin?
Yes, of course.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Colin, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. What that means is up until day 14, you have a change of mind, a change of heart, don't like our process, don't like our fees. You can rip up any paperwork with us and walk away to pursue this case however which way you want. If you're unaware of the 14 days from the date you signed, I can restart them 14 days from...
Well, that's cool, because I've had something through that I signed and sent back to you. It was on that already.
Yeah, so alternatively, Colin, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling-off period and we can get started on your case. But that's
okay.
Up to you. Are you happy to waive the 14-day
cooling-off period? Yeah, I'm quite happy for you to continue, yeah.
Excellent. So, Colin, you have my number now. My name's Michael. If you need me for anything, you want to discuss your case, you want to have a chat with me with somebody who understands, you know, your background and these type of cases, you can always call me. I work for you. I'll get off and start obviously trying to gather the evidence for you, and I'll write to you within the next couple of weeks with all my contact details and outline of our process.
Right, no bother.
I'll touch base with you, Colin, every 4 weeks probably.
No, that's cool. And like I say, you have fun with Five Pencil.
Yeah, we've got some pit bulls on the phone ready for them.
No worries.
We are ready for them. Thank you, Colin. Okay. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
No, that's cool. Thanks for letting me know.
Oh, no, perfect. Thank you very so much for speaking to me. Thank you for being so brave, Colin.
Right. Cheers,
Nate. Bye now.
Bye. Bye.